because we could go off on any one of these for a long time, and I just simply can't. But anything that says Jesus was less than God incarnate, we consider it a false doctrine. So if you ever run across any teaching that says Jesus was a good man, but just a man, that's false. If you come across and there's a group that says Jesus was the first high creation, that God made Jesus and then made the rest of everything else, that's a false. He was God. Have I made the point? Jesus was God incarnate, the incarnation. Now, we're going to go to point number two, another biblical incarnation. This is kind of little different, but I think you'll get it now. Romans 12, 4 and 5. Romans chapter 12, verses 4 and 5. For as we have many members in one body, but all the members do not have the same function, so we, being many, are one body in Christ and individually members of one another. That's not the easiest verse in the world, but it's not that hard. How many of you have ever seen somebody's fingers cut off at work? Anybody in here? Only, not very many, really. That's good. Y'all are in safe, good jobs. I walked into work one night and they told me to go look at that board. And I walked over there and looked at this board and I said, what is that? I said, that almost looks like a fingernail. They said, that's Jackie Cotton's finger. It's in there too. It was pressed down. He got his hand rolled up in a roller that weighed a few hundred pounds. And the only thing left on the surface was his fingernail. His whole finger was in that wood, but it was kind of, it was depressing. Sorry. Those things just happen once in a while. It was depressed into that wood. It was kind of sickening, but it didn't really bother me that much because it wasn't my hand. So I could look at it really all day and just go, wow. But it was Jackie Cotton's finger. See, a finger is not alone by itself something. It belongs to somebody. I don't care what it is. It's one body. And so even if it is detached, it goes with that person. You see what I'm saying? That's what Paul is saying here. We are members of one body, and yet individually we're connected to each other. So in the body of Christ, let me read another verse. This is going to make it even better. 1 Corinthians 12, and this is kind of long, but just stay with it. 12 through 20. For as the body is one and has many members, but all the members of that one body being many are one body, so also is Christ. For by one Spirit we were all baptized into one body, whether Jew or Greek, whether slave or free, and have all been made to drink into one Spirit. For in fact, the body is not one member, but many. If the foot should say, well, I'm not a hand, I must not be of the body. I paraphrase that just slightly to give it emphasis. Is it therefore not of the body? Sure, it's of the body. And if an ear should say, because I'm not an eye, therefore I'm not of the body, is it not of the body? If the whole body were the eye, where would be the hearing? If the whole were hearing, where would be the smelling? But now God has set the members, each one of them, in the body just as He pleased. And if we were all one member, where would the body be? But now indeed, there are many members, yet one body. That's easy to understand and also easy to see what happens in the church. People say, what I do isn't as important as what somebody else does. I'm a hand and they're an eye or a nose. And then Paul, answering that, says, what if everybody was his nose? We just lay around snorting, but getting nothing done. See, we wouldn't even be able to see where we're going because we got to have an eye. And you can't have a foot unless you have an ankle. And then you got to have a shin bone. I'm not going to sing, don't worry. Shin bone connected to the knee bone, patella. Then that bone, that bone, that bone. See, who gets to be what? It's as God pleases. God says, look, I need this function, and I need you to do it. Wow, that means you do that. And Well, fortunately, there's tons of people who don't want to be up front. There's tons of people who say, you don't want me singing. We were harassing people this morning about being in the choir, and they were assuring us that we didn't want them in the choir. It's probably true. It's true of me, but I have a microphone, and boy, a couple of Sundays ago, I was going to sing, and I heard me instantly, and I quit like that. And Andy DeYoung said, I pushed that button so fast, he wanted rid of it too. So, and that's okay. That didn't offend me. That's a necessary thing. So we're not all mouths or tongues or hands or knees, but you got to have them all to put together a body. That's really what this sermon is about. Let's do Ephesians 1, 22 and 23. And he put all things under his feet and gave him to be head over all things to the church. Him is capitalized, which is his body. H is capitalized. The fullness of him who fills all in all. Who's head? Who's the head of the church? Jesus Christ, not Terry Chapman. I'm not the head of the church. At home, see, this is what we say. Men are heads, women are necks. Heads don't turn without a neck. That's how that goes. Some of you go, I don't believe it. I know, I got you. Let me just tell you, it's the way it is, if you're smart. Because there are also hands that hold skillets. Necks and hands. Took my wife to shoot a gun once. She hit a aerosol spray can at about 40 feet. And I was like trying to, I said, no, baby, don't lean back. I said, lean forward. Put one foot ahead. I was trying to tell her, and she's going, bam, flipped that can off that pole. And I said, give me that gun. What are you trying to get away from that gun? Because I figured if she can hit an aerosol can, she'd hit me running. So I just, no more shooting for her. The church, that's why Jesus is the head. Some people on earth want to be the head or the neck. That's not our job. Our job is to be the functioning body of Christ on earth. That's why we're called the body of Christ. But see, when we study theology, we tend to sometimes not go there. We give a different definition to the word body than really what Paul is trying to make. Now, some of his do, but enough of them are different than we. You'll get this. If you walked up to a very large lake and looked at that, you would call that a body of water. You've all heard that, a body of water. If you had a volume of books by one author, you would call that his body of work. Easy. Some people tend to define the Bible word body as a gathering. See, the body of Christ just means when we're all in here, we are the body of Christ. On the one hand, that definition would be true, but if what you do out there doesn't match the body of Christ, not good. The definition of the body of Christ in the Bible is not simply a gathering, but as a representation of the body of Christ. So we need to look, instead of the word gathering, we need to look at function. We need to look at function. And too many times people say the body of Christ, and what they mean is the gathering. And we think this is being the body by coming in here. Do you see why that's a problem? Isn't that easy to see? Wow. I might touch on that a little bit more here in a few minutes. Paul says not everyone can be a hand, not everyone can be a foot. Paul is using the term body here, comparing it to a literal body. Now, we played a video this morning, and I apologize for doing that. But I already had these notes written, and I already had these words in here, that Casting Crowns has a song called If We Are the Body. I called Francis and told him, find me somebody that can sing that song. And everybody he called said, Virgil sang that song. Well, I couldn't get Virgil up here on a moment's notice. He probably had to work today somewhere in Missouri. But I knew we had sung that song, and I think most people know that song. Casting Crowns sings it. If we are the body, I know. I also messed the words up. So she, if you say, that ain't what it says, that's what I say. See, I make my own words up sometimes to songs. Why aren't his arms reaching? Why aren't his hands healing? Why aren't his feet going? See, you and I, if we're going to say we're the body of Christ, then what is the function of the body? We do what he did. That's what we're missing in the incarnation, is we say Jesus was God in flesh and we are his body when we gather together. And I would tell you that Jesus is saying, you're my body when you walk out on my feet. If your feet are Jesus' feet, you'll go where Jesus says go, not where you want to go. And if your hands are Jesus' hands, you'll touch what Jesus wants you to touch. If your eyes are Jesus' eyes, you'll look at people different than if you're using your eyes. I could put tons of illustrations there. One of my favorites, and I was thinking about this week. Some of you remember Jim Clark. He was really sort of insane. If you didn't know him, he would sit in Ottumwa dressed as a bum, begging for money, shooting a radar gun at cars because he was a policeman. He wasn't a homeless guy, but he would dress as a homeless guy and sit out on the street with a radar gun and shooting cars. And people would look at him. He said it was unreal. People would roll down the window and tell him, get a job. And he wanted to say, I have a job, or you're speeding, pull over. But he, you know, couldn't do that. But he said some people would want to give him money, but, you know, he was not begging. He was sitting in a good location shooting people with a radar gun. I always found that humorous. But the reality was the people that would say very negative things to him, because their eyes saw something different than what Jesus' eyes would see. Wow. Can you think about that? Can you function in your mind what that means? That if somebody at work tells a dirty joke and everybody's laughing and you go, you laugh to fit in. See? I'm sorry, I thought I'd get an amen or two somewhere in here. If we are the body, why aren't his arms reaching? Why aren't we doing what Jesus did, in other words? If we are the body, why don't we function as Jesus functioned when he was on the earth? That's what the incarnation is. The incarnation is us functioning like Jesus functioned. He was the body of God. He was the body of God. He said, I don't do what I want to do. I do what the Father tells me. So we should also, as the body of Christ, do what Jesus tells us. And I realize, you know, if you have to work, you have a hobby, you do those things. But it's an attitude. It's an attitude. See, we are the incarnation of Christ in the world today because Jesus went back to heaven and put us in charge. Wow. What was he thinking? Don't you know? I wonder, well, maybe we don't know. Maybe he started off with, you know, 240 disciples and narrowed it down to 12. I don't know. But I'm thinking the 12 he ended up with, being God, he should have done a little better picking. I mean, he got Simon Peter. He got Matthew. He got Philip. Show us the Father and that will suffice. He got James and John. Bye, 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 bye. And their mama. He got their mama. Y'all know her, don't you? The mother of James and John comes and falls down at his feet, worshiping him. Oh, Lord, when you come into your kingdom, would you have it so that my sons, one sits on your right and one on your left? James and John. Thanks, Mom. No, probably they said, thanks, Mom. We didn't have the guts to say that. But they did. Later on, he heard them arguing over who would be most in the kingdom of God. And he turned to them, you remember, and said, can you drink the cup that I drink? Can you bear what I'm going to bear? And they said, we are able. There's a song written about that. We are able. Well, yeah, yeah. I'm going to the cross, guys. Oh, heaven forbid. It cannot be. How are we going to have a kingdom if you die? See what I'm saying? They weren't really into functioning as the body of Christ at all. And he picked them to be his 12. And you say, well, I really can't do anything. If God could use that 12, he could use you. You may not be an eye. You may not be a tongue. You may not be an ear. But you might be an elbow. One of the uglier body parts in the design of things. I've never, to my memory, seen anyone pictured as a model like this. Check those elbows. Elbows aren't pretty. What was that you said? Duh. What do elbows do? They bend the arm. They allow the... I don't even know how that works. Wow. You know, if you were made out of wood, it'd only go this way. You couldn't do this. Now, God made you that way. So maybe he wants you to go over there. Remember the scarecrow? Maybe it's that way. You can do those things because of an elbow. So being an elbow really is pretty neat when you think about it. Maybe you're a kneecap. You know what a kneecap does? Pastor, I'm old. I can't do anything. I said, you can pray. Pray for me. If you can't remember anything else, I'll write Pastor Chapman big. You pray for me. That'd be a kneecap. Kneecaps are busy. Kneecaps are every day. Kneecaps are good. I'm not going to do the entire body. You got it. You may not have a function that seems important except to God, because it may be a function that only you can do, taking him to a lost and dying world. So, if we are the body, let's read 1 Peter. This is point 3. 1 Peter 2:21. 1 Peter 2 and 21. For to this you were called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that we should follow his steps. I already said that. Jesus is our example. He came to earth. He suffered. And it says that there. We didn't read it all. He suffered. He died. He healed. He cared. Moved with compassion. What do we do if we're moved with compassion? What do you do if you're moved with compassion? I'll tell this on my wife instead of me this time, because it's a good story. I probably told it, but it was just funny because the guy was from Hattiesburg, Mississippi. When I was laying in the hospital, somebody very kind and wonderful brought us some money and gave it to my wife. She went out to her car one day, and there was a big truck parked in the parking lot, and it was from Hattiesburg, Mississippi. The truck company was in Hattiesburg, Mississippi, and we're in Des Moines, Iowa. Her sister lives in Hattiesburg. And the guy was standing out there. He was smoking, I guess. My wife said, is that your truck? Yep. Are you from Mississippi? Yep. Wah, 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 wah. You know all that, Hattiesburg, I know, pedal. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Wah, 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 wah. So he got sick on the truck driving it, and they put him in the hospital, and so there he was. Sitting in Des Moines, Iowa, far, far from home, she came upstairs and said, I just met that truck driver down there. She said, I know we need it and could use it, but I want to give him the money. I said, well, give him the money. I don't need it. I'm kind of right now detained. I'm not going anywhere. I'm not spending anything. Go find him. Give him the money. Man, fortunately, I was in there for a little over a week and a half, because she couldn't find him. Truck was there, no truck driver. So she would go down at various times of the day thinking surely she would run into him. And finally, I don't know, it was getting close to the end of my stay there, and she went down and there he was. And she went up and gave him that money. Now, see, if we're moved with compassion, we will take something meant for us and do something else with it. Moved with compassion. How many times did that happen to Jesus? How many times does it happen to you when the thought crosses your mind, but you don't have that same opportunity? She didn't do it the first time, but then she sought and sought and sought, like for 4 or 5 days before she found that guy again. We don't even know what became of him or what happened to him, but she used that as an opportunity to witness her faith, and you can do that too. If you're moved with compassion, that means your eyes have to see with Jesus' eyes, not our eyes. She could have said, man, my husband's laying here in the hospital. We're going to have all kinds of expenses. I know he's a long way from home, but he's got a job. That company will take care of him. I'm going to have to keep that money for me. She could have said that and maybe even been justified in her mind, but she wasn't. She was moved with compassion the way Jesus was. I don't know. We have no idea what happened. The guy eventually got in his truck and left. I don't even know that. So, 1 Corinthians, we're going to read another one. 1 Corinthians 10, 1 through 6. Moreover, brethren, I do not want you to be unaware that all of our fathers were under the cloud, all passed through the sea. This is good theology here if you listen carefully. All were baptized into Moses in the cloud and in the sea. None of them got wet in the sea, but they were baptized in the sea. Get that? That's interesting to me, but I don't have time for that one. They ate the same spiritual food. They drank from the same spiritual drink, for they followed that spiritual rock, for they drank from that spiritual rock that followed them, and that rock was Christ. That's called a theophany. That was Jesus working in the Old Testament, not as a human, but as a rock. They would go to a different camp, and there would be the rock. Wow! Moses got in serious trouble for smacking the rock. Man, he was hitting Jesus. You go read about that. That wasn't good for Moses. That wasn't smart. Here it comes. With most of them, God was not well pleased, for their bodies were scattered in the wilderness. Now these things became our examples, to the intent that we should not lust after evil things as they also lusted, became idolaters. But we ought to follow the example of Jesus, the verse I just read. He did this to be an example. God said, let me show you the other example. These people were not moved with compassion. They did not care about the things of other people, even though Jesus was on the scene with them. Jesus was in the Old Testament. Those of you that think Jesus didn't come along until about Matthew chapter 3 or 1 or whenever he was born, he was in the Old Testament too. We just read the verse, so wow. Let me give you one more. 1 Corinthians 11, 1. Now this is Paul. Imitate me just as I also imitate Christ. All of these verses have to do with being an example. In the first one, it said Jesus is our example. The second one, it was the Israelites were a bad example. Don't be like them. This is an example to you of being the wrong thing. And then Paul said, imitate me as I imitate Christ. Let me ask you a simple question. Is there anybody that you could go up to today and say, you know what? If you're struggling with what to do, do what I do until you figure it out for yourself. You just act like me and you'll be okay spiritually. Now, this is rhetorical. Don't raise your hand. How many of you would do that? How many of you would go up to someone and say, you just do what I do and you'll be fine spiritually? Can I tell you something? You do it whether you say it or not. Mom and dad, you do it to your kids. You're teaching your children to imitate you because you don't have to say it. They just think they ought to. When you come to church, you're saying to people, especially if you've been around a while, you're saying, this is how we do it in the church. That's what's killing the church of Jesus Christ in the world and in America in particular, is people who have come to the place where they go, you know, Pastor, I'm old. I'm 40 years old. Most of you are thinking, that's not old. How old do you have to be to say, let somebody else do it? I don't want to do that job. I'm not working in that nursery. I raise my kids. See, I don't know what body part that would be associated with. A couple came to my mind. I'm not going to say them. Somebody's got to work in the nursery, guys. We got to have volunteers to work on Wednesday night. Man, we do good with center shot. You want to do archery? Man, they'll line up to help with an archery program. It'd be good if we had more kids. You have children that want to shoot archery, but their parents go, we don't do Wednesday night church. Now, Steve and his crew, all those guys are here. They're setting an example. But when a parent says to a kid, no, you can't do that because then I have to go to church on Wednesday night. See, you might say, oh, no, I... Pastor, I've raised my kids to be in church Sunday morning, like you should. But your kids grow up, and they go, you know, a lot of people did stuff. There was a lot of things going on I never got to do because my parents would never go back. When they get old, they're going to say, my parents said church really isn't that important. You make a show on Sunday morning, you show up Sunday morning, you let people see you, then you say, we've done all we've got to do. We're part of the body, the gathering. We meet on Sunday morning when all the people gather in. But body, me having a part that I do, nah, that's, Pastor, I think you got it mixed up. No, I think you have it mixed up. How many verses have I read? Man, I've read a lot of scripture today to say we have a job to do. Paul did not say, gather together and then imitate me. He said, you imitate me because I imitate Christ. And Christ moved with compassion, moved and worked and did all the time. He got up early to pray, and he stayed up late at night to pray, and he worked all the time in the church. He was the church. He's the head of the church. Who are we going to follow to be our pattern and example? Somebody's going to follow you. Somebody's going to use you as their pattern and excuse. I didn't want to say that. Example, not excuse, example. 1 Corinthians 11:1 says, imitate me as I imitate Christ. You're saying that whether you want to or not. You're saying that. That's why Paul was understanding what the body was. It was fingers, toes, feet, heels, knees, torso, eyes, ears, mouth, nose, neck. Christ is the head. He's the head of it. But we all have a functioning part, a role to play. Have you ever heard the old saying, you may be the only Bible some people ever read? You ever heard that? We mean that because people that never pick up a Bible will read your life. And so without quoting verses to them, they will decide something about Jesus based on you. Let me just give it to you another little way. You may be the only Jesus some people ever meet. God in flesh. And I know you might be going, I don't know if I like that. What are we called in 1 Corinthians chapter 6? Our body, we are not our own. We are bought with a price. Our body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. Is the Holy Spirit God? The answer is either yes or no. Y'all want to vote? Is the Holy Spirit God? I didn't even hear one no, so I'm going to go with the yeses. If the Holy Spirit is God and the Holy Spirit lives inside of you, are you God in the flesh? Yeah, you are. Don't get big-headed. You're not the head. You're just the body of Christ in the world, functioning as Jesus to a lost and dying world. It's not something to really brag about. It's something to be. It's something to do. So if Paul said, follow me while I follow Christ, if you don't want to follow Paul, and it's really better to learn this, follow Christ. If we are the body, then follow the example of Jesus Christ. Let's go out there for the next 6 days and be Jesus to a lost and dying world. Do you think you can do that? If you're willing to do that, I want you to stand up right now. Just pop up all over this place if you're willing to. If you're not willing to, we'll be here at 6 tonight, actually choir practice. You can stay in here if you'd like, but we're going to go home and go be the body. Be the body of Jesus Christ. Father, we love you today. Lord, somewhere will you help us move from learning theology to being practical with it, to say, how does this matter in my daily life? What does it mean I need to do to be more like Jesus out there, not in here? God, help us. Help us to be more like you, to follow your example, and then to be an example of Christ-likeness to a lost and dying world that desperately needs to see you in action. Us, the body of Christ, in action, changing our world. Go with us. Help us. Help us to accomplish it. In Jesus' name we ask it. Amen. Tonight.